This article is entitled Soul Care by Martin Wells, How the Practice of Spiritual Direction Helps to Deepen Faith. I first heard about spiritual direction from my best of my classmates during our first year in seminary. These seminarians were seeking spiritual directors for ongoing discernment, ministry formation, and support with questions of call. Our seminary's Roman Catholic partner schools made spiritual directors available, but only now, nearly 50 years later, I'm exploring the path those classmates took. When I retired from full-time ministry, I felt called to remain purposeful and helpful in my local congregation, St. Mark Lutheran Church in Spokane, Washington. My ongoing study of Martin Luther's notion of vocation compelled me to raise the question of whether our congregation might benefit from having someone trained as a spiritual director, someone who could offer deeper and longer spiritual conversation and vocational discernment than shorter-term pastoral care can afford. I soon began looking for my own spiritual director and for a program that could train me for this work. Spiritual direction, or as it is sometimes called today, spiritual companionship, is as old as Luther's call for the mutual conversation and consolation of the faithful in the Small Called Articles, one of our church's confessional writings. And of course, from the day when there were two or more Christians, such disciples of Jesus have walked and talked together, companions on the journey of faith with all of its joys, questions, doubts, fears, and growth. Today's iteration of spiritual direction has its roots in the early church and the practice of consulting the desert fathers and mothers for spiritual counsel. A more standardized form of the spiritual practice developed with the monastic orders and Ignatius of Loyola, a founder of the Roman Catholic Jesuit order and the author of The Spiritual Exercises. Currently, spiritual direction is most often practiced in Roman Catholic and Episcopal churches. As to my personal spiritual direction, I've been deeply blessed by a skilled layman who became my director. Our conversations are a monthly, hour-long, holy companionship in sharing a love for Jesus and my growth in faith and vocation. My spiritual director has become my Seelsorger, a German word from Luther for one offering soul care. Each month I bring my life and my prayer practice and questions to our meeting. He nudges me with scripture and the reflections of spiritual guides such as Teresa of Avila. I'm also halfway through a 2-year spiritual direction certificate program. Together with 15 other companions from different denominations, I'm reading 8 books, attending 4 week-long intensive sessions at a monastery, engaging in regular peer collaboration, and beginning the practice work of guiding others as a director in training. Throughout my studies, a life of prayer has emerged, and I've set aside time 5 days a week to pray. An early morning hour works best for me, and after making the sign of the cross in remembrance of my baptism, I follow the prompts from the Spiritual Exercises. Ignatius' first encouragement is to choose to become aware of the gaze of God, as He is with you and loving you. At first, this kind of felt foreign to me, but now this focus, along with slow, deep breathing, rouses my heart. I then approach the Bible text for the day and enter into a meditative reading like Lectio Divina, imagining myself into Jesus' story. This is where I encounter the Spirit as guide, teacher, and comforter. I've learned to set an alarm for my closing time because I often drift into quiet and intimate conversation with Jesus. This is holy rest, and I complete my time with the Lord's Prayer. For my final project, I'm studying the history of soul care in our Lutheran tradition. Luther renounced monastic life, and he left his Augustinian order with a harsh critique of practices that didn't spring from Scripture. He condemned spiritualists who got ahead of the word and depended on their own God, little g, within. Despite Luther's concerns, his prayer life was rich, disciplined, and based on Scripture. He cared for souls, and his letters expressed joy, even ecstasy, at God's power at work through patient conversation and prayer. Luther and Ignatius were contemporaries, one in Germany, one in Spain, and both were interested in education and formation for laity and clergy alike. They are faithful guides on my journey, and I am eager to begin sitting with St. Mark's members to speak of faith and vocation. I pray this might be a beckoning path for members and an effective invitation to searchers, in which we promise those seeking and wondering about God a place for their questions, received by the generous heart of God.